Welcome everybody. Shin number 1366. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Deiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafur Shalema Yitzchak Baruch Ben Rivka. He's having a lung surgery. He's talking about Rafur Shalema Psoich Shachol Israel. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Interesting. We have a little bit more to go. We're almost done with the Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Most of the shilas we did have was pertaining to food. And we pretty much covered most of the ins and outs. Just a few more quick ends here and there we want to go through. So he said, brings down the Dirshu Mishbru and Simon Shinchaf Aleph, ois number 20. Okay, and the Dirshu, it brings down like this. What happens if somebody forgot, right? Somebody, they didn't chop, they didn't know, they weren't allowed to, or they salted, a salad, or they salted some radishes or something like that. The question is, could you eat it, right? Or do I have to throw it out? Could I eat it? Do I have to wait till after Shabbos? What exactly is the halacha? They made a mistake. They were shaking there by mistake. So he says in Ois 20, he says like this, Misha Shachach, he brings it down from the Ksois HaShulchan. From the Ksois HaShulchan, he quotes, Sifkat and Hei, he says, Misha Shachach Melech HaTichetz Tzenoin. Somebody didn't know by mistake. They either didn't know or they didn't realize, whatever. There was a shogeg and they salted these radishes, right? Or something that you're not allowed to salt. V'nizke lefnei shenigbera pu'ulas ho'ibud ayakavisha. And basically what happened was the person chopped right away, or somebody else chopped right away, like before the whole thing, before the salt took effect. They salted it, and that's it. Somebody else said, hey, wait a second, you salted something. Or the guy chopped, oy vey, I put in salt, I'm not supposed to. So he says, as long as the salting effect, or the amount of time, I don't know exact amount of time, how much it will be, but it was mamash, they chopped themselves pretty much right away. With an extremely short period of time, so he says, you could put in right away shemen al tanin, or you could pour right away onto these radishes, pour some oil right away, a salad dressing, or grab something, you know, and pour it onto these radishes. And that would, like we said, that would cool down the salting effect. Now we said in general, when you're putting on salt, in general you try and do first the oil or whatever. But he said, or we said, the worst case scenario, mamish right after. After the salt, if you're salting a salad, right, you want to put in the oil or salad dressing right away. But in this case, the person made a mistake. They didn't realize it was a shogeg, and it might have been sitting there a short period, but before mamshes, but it's still before the time that it would take. Mamish, a very short period of time, so you could quickly throw on there some oil or salad dressing or something to be mevatel the koyach. But then he adds v'hoisef she'af im nizker la'achar shenigbura pula samelach. But let's say he was sitting in the salt and nobody grabbed oil, nobody threw on there some salad dressing, and the person made a mistake. It's a shaykh. So then he says, so could I eat those radishes or onions or whatever it is that the person's not supposed to, or the salad, or whatever the person's not supposed to salt? So he says mutar lechol. Again, it brings from the Ksoy Seshulchan, Mutar Lechol Es Chatichas Atznayin. One would be allowed to eat those pieces of radishes, of course, because it was done by mistake. Number one, it said the Rabbana. Number two, it was done by Shogeg by mistake. So he says, Mutar Lechol, we're talking about a case in time of Shogeg, not Bemezid, obviously. Mutar Lechol Es Chatichas Atznayin. One would be allowed to eat it, kafi, because of a bir halacha in conjunction with the, a famous bir halacha, simin shin yud ches. We're not going to go through the whole thing. Shemi sha'ovar b'shoigig. Somebody did something b'shoigig by mistake. Either they didn't know what Shabbos, or either, number one, they didn't know either it was Shabbos, or they didn't know that it wasn't allowed. So those are basically the two cases, shoigig, and they did it by mistake. In other words, they didn't know they're not allowed to salt. So misha ovar b'shoigig, al, it said Rabbanan, b'Shabbos is mutar loy lehanis mehamalacha afilu bay bayyom. Even on Shabbos itself, one would be allowed to have hanan, eat those radishes or eat whatever it is, the thing that was salted. Again, because it was done b'shoigeg. So that's b'shoigeg, and also it's a derabbanan. Okay, but as much as possible, one, it's hard to say a time. In other words, if somebody chops, they should quickly pour oil on it or pour salad dressing or something. In any case, it can't hurt, right? So it could be that you chopped it in the time, because it's hard to tell, you know, who's going to know. Well, how much time does it take? A minute, two, three, for the salt to settle in and start the pickling process. It's very hard to say how the time. So if possible, somebody should anyways put a little bit of oil or salad dressing on it, and like this, you try and get out of all problems. Now, just a quick thing he brings from Ice 22, which we really didn't talk about too much. Like, what is the amount that when we say you're not allowed to put salt in the salad, you're not allowed to put salt in on these vegetables, right? A whole bunch of radishes, onions, whatever, salad mixed together. So I can't put in salt. So how much salt are we talking about, right? If you're dealing with a pickling process, could it be quite a bit of salt maybe? So he brings from in Ice 22, that's the Dirshu from the Sefer Chotashani, from Nissan Karelis. He says, Ein derech kavish, right? So he says, Masha Ein came b'melichas. He's talking about something else, but we're not going to get into that. But he says, Masha Ein came b'melichas yirakas, when somebody salts vegetables that they're not allowed to, she'asra afilu b'nesinas ma'at melech. Even a little bit of salt is not allowed, right? You'll say, well, good, you'll tell me pickling, and it needs a lot of salt, and only there is a problem. No, but even a small amount of salt, b'melichas yirakas, she'asra, he brings from Sefer Chotashani, she'asra afilu b'nesinas ma'at melech. Even a little bit of salt brings on the dirshu b'shem the sefer chotashani would also not be allowed. So you don't have to, you know, like, well, I'll pour in a lot of salt. That's not a problem. That's awesome. But a little bit, maybe okay. No, even a little bit. When it's not allowed, and the radishes and cucumbers and the garlic we said and all those different things, onions. When those things are not allowed, then even a little bit is not allowed to be poured on. Now he explains another thing interesting, just various different things in the Dirshu bring that he says that's very we didn't really go through. He says he brings from the Sefer Shalat Shuvos or Letzion Shachaimis, when one pours vinegar on in the salad. Also, we said you pour salt, so not just if you pour oil, it's going to cool it down, or not just if you're going to pour salad dressing, but even vinegar. We said, right? So he brings from Shalat Shuvos or Letzion Shachaimis mevatel that vinegar. Is mevatel the koyach of the melech. That's interesting, that vinegar is takes away the power of the salt. Varehu kamo shemen. And this vinegar, when you pour vinegar, we mentioned pouring vinegar as one of the ways to get out of it. When you pour vinegar, let's say a person, all they have is vinegar. I poured some salt in the salad, or I want to make a salad, so all I have is vinegar. I don't have oil, I don't have salad dressing. Is that good enough? So we said that's okay. Varehu kamo shemen, he says. He says it's like shemen. And he also brings from, again, Rav Nissim Karelis, he brings Sefer Chotashani also, V'chein Das and Rav Nissim Karelis and Sefer Chotashani also, that's the same thing, the Sefer Shal Tzitzhuvah Sar Letzion and the Sefer Chotashani, he brings down, does the Dirshu in Ois 22, Shachoymis Mevatel Es Koyach HaMelech, that the vinegar is Mevatel, takes away or annuls the power of the salt. Varehu kamoi shemen. And it's just like oil, and that would also help in case of time where one has to do salting in salad or something along those lines. So it's not just the oil, not just the salad dressing, but even vinegar. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.